Section 3. Who can give us reliable guidance? Send out your light and your truth. May these themselves lead me. Psalm 43:3. When we want to know how to use a piece of equipment, we count on the manufacturer to provide authoritative instructions. Similarly, would not our Creator be in the best position to tell us how we can be truly happy? How do we even know that there is a Creator? Professor George Zinsmeister, formerly of the University of Massachusetts in the United States, believes in God and answers this question in a single word, entropy. He is referring to what scientists term the second law of thermodynamics. This law implies something that we all observe. An orderly system, such as a house, cannot come into existence on its own. Yet, our universe consists of countless examples of highly ordered physical and biological systems. All of this is evidence that points to an unimaginably intelligent and powerful Creator. King David drew this conclusion thousands of years ago. The heavens are declaring the glory of God, and of the work of His hands the expanse is telling. Psalm 19:1, 19:2 in the Tanakh. In another psalm, we find the exclamation, "How many your works are, O Jehovah! All of them in wisdom you have made. The earth is full of your productions." Psalm 104:24. Why did God create us? Creation was an expression of God's love. As a loving Father, He wants us to enjoy life and to find pleasure in all the good things He has created for us. What does it mean that God created us in His image? Genesis 1:26 and 27. God created us with a measure of His own qualities, including the ability to love, to be wise, to be just, and to be creative. He also gave us freedom of choice. When we choose to reflect His qualities, we make Him happy. As does any parent, God desires to have intelligent, reasoning children with whom He can communicate and enjoy a meaningful relationship. What is God's purpose for human society? God intends for us to use our abilities to work together as a united family for the common good of mankind. What could we expect our Creator to do for us? A good father guides and instructs his children. Reasonably, our Creator would do the same. Has He done so? How much does God care about us? Consider just two of God's many expressions of care for us. "You will certainly call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Jeremiah 29:12. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not gaze about, for I am your God. I will fortify you. I will really help you. I will really keep fast hold of you with my right hand of righteousness. For I, Jehovah your God, am grasping your right hand, the one saying to you, do not be afraid. I myself will help you." Isaiah 41:10 and 13.